The Cathedral of St. Mary and All Saints in the capital was packed to capacity as parishioners joyfully sang various hymns during the first Christmas Mass to be held by the Harare Diocese after 5 years. Bishop Chad Gandia could not hide his joy as he led the parishioners in today's service. Gandia told his followers that all glory should be given to the Almighty as they never envisaged going back to their church buildings, let alone joining the rest of the world in celebrating Christmas. Gandia said that life was not easy out there as they braved tough weather conditions while worshipping under trees and rented places.
I feel very, very happy and I'm quite emotional about it. All I can say, this is God's doing. And we all rejoice, and most people were very emotional about it. They are happy that after 5 years, they are able to celebrate this year's Christmas in their own church, in their own cathedral.
He said although they knew that one day God will listen to their cry for getting back their properties, they never anticipated God's answer to be this soon. Gandia said God had plans for them to celebrate Christmas this year inside their church buildings.
Jesus came, he became human like us. He identified with us. The Word, the Bible says, the Word became flesh and lived among us. And he has not deserted us. He's been with us in exile. He will always be with his people wherever they are, regardless of what they're facing. God is with us. And because God is with us, we are safe.
Jubilant worshipper Grace Jairo said no one ever thought that the Anglican Church dispute would come to an end. The Gandia-led parishioners last held Christmas Mass at the church buildings in 2006 after Bishop Norbert Kunonga grabbed all church buildings, claiming that he was against homosexuality being allegedly promoted by the church. Bishop Kunonga and his colleagues formed a rival faction of the church, which drove out those led by Gandia from the church properties. The Supreme Court this year ruled that Bishop Kunonga should hand over all church properties to the Gandia-led parishioners. He has since been driven out of most buildings. November 19 has since been declared by Bishop Gandia as a day of thanksgiving for the Harare Diocese. Today's Christmas service was held under the theme, Growth in Service, Growing as We Serve. Reporting for Studio 7, in Harare, this is Mavis Gamba.